Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mari here. And on the line, we've got a lady who you might be familiar with if you're on Instagram. Maggie Malloy. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Do you know what? I only joined Instagram during the week. And somebody said to me, I put up on Facebook that I joined Instagram. And somebody said to me, is this an email that had gotten lost from my sent items 11 years ago? But no, I'm actually, do you know, it was one of these things where I felt another social media. Do I really want to be there? But I've realised everybody's on Instagram, aren't they?
They sure are, yeah.
Yeah, and you're one of those. So what's your name on Instagram, first of all?
So it's Cheap Irish Houses.
Yeah, and that's precisely what you did. So you're involved in a new RTE programme where they're seeking house hunters with an eye for a bargain for a new TV show. And this is because you got an absolute bargain, didn't you, when it came to buying your house?
I suppose I did, yeah. I mean, mine was 80,000. And it's a good couple of years ago now, but I suppose house prices even were a lot higher than they are now in rural areas back when I bought, which would have been in the boom. You can imagine they were crazy back then, yeah. You know.
So what did you buy and where is it and tell me all about it?
So it's a 3-bedroom, 2-storey farmhouse. You know, those big whitewash ones. Oh, they're gorgeous. And it's on an acre of land and it had 10 outbuildings when I started. I lost a barn a couple of winters ago, but so we've 9 outbuildings now and there's like a little grove of trees and there's a stream running down through the yard and it's just perfect.
Oh, well, what county is that in?
In Tipperary.
In Tipperary. So how did you get it for 80 grand? Was it falling apart?
No, well, I mean, to be honest, it was up for 100 and I offered 70 on it and I got it for 80. So, I mean, even I would have probably bought it at the price it was up at. You know, yeah, like it wasn't, I suppose it was classed as derelict, like it didn't have a front door and it didn't have, we had windows, but I mean, they weren't in any way weatherproof. The roof was good on it, but like the whole inside of it was just completely gutted, you know, it was just like even down to the panelling being taken off the walls and stuff like that. There was nothing inside the house.
So I take it there was no power shower or central heating.
No, there was no power. But it was okay. You know, look, I was in a situation where I couldn't afford. I'm from Wexford originally. And I mean, we all know Wexford prices are fairly expensive, especially up in the north of the county where I was from. So, I mean, I was in a situation where I didn't really have a choice. I had to get in somewhere and I had to just look and find something. And I had to compromise. And every month that went by, I was compromising on more stuff in Wexford. So I just had to go, right, look, I'm going to look outside of Wexford. I'm going to move back a county or two.
Yeah.
And I was lucky, like Tipperary's not that far back, you know.
Yeah. And I did mean, you have to get a mortgage, Maggie, or did you have the money for it?
Oh yeah, no, totally a mortgage. God, yeah, right. Yeah. Like I was 23, like so.
Yeah, no, I know, but sometimes they say, oh, we won't give you a mortgage unless you have a working kitchen and you have, like the banks can be very fussy, can't they, about what they offer a mortgage on?
They can. And I mean, in fairness, when I started, like I was buying on my own and they told me 110 was the max they were going to give me. And they just assumed I was going to go off and buy a little semi, you know, in one of the towns nearby. And then when I came back to them with derelict houses in, and I was going up like to Roscommon, I was looking in all different counties, the guy behind the desk just looked so afraid, like he didn't know what to do. And he even said to me, like he said, right, we're going to treat this as a self-build mortgage because we don't really have anything else to fit it. So this is the closest we can get. And like that in itself was crazy that they didn't even have a product that kind of catered to someone trying to save a house that already existed, you know.
Okay, so how much did they lend you? 110 grand?
110, yeah. So I had 80 for the house and then 30 to just do the bare minimum. Like their only concern back then was that I made it more valuable than it was at the moment. Like I didn't want to take anything. And they were like, no, you need the debt.
Oh, you need it, yeah. Absolutely.
So they were more concerned about making sure the services were in, making sure the house was weather tight. But other than that, like they weren't, maybe it's because it was a bit longer ago, but they weren't really that pushed about, you know, the finishes or anything. Thank God.
Were you not absolutely terrified? Because we've all seen the shows on Dermot Bannon's show and all these various home improvement shows where the houses are actually okay to begin with. And they still end up spending 300-400 grand doing them up. So what have you done so far and how much has it cost?
Okay, so like out of the money I got originally, that would have went just for my services and stuff. So that was, you know, very much wiring, getting the place weather tight, getting windows made, getting doors made, stuff like that. But I mean, like I suppose I've probably only really done the necessities. Like my version of necessities is different to other people's because I don't borrow for it. Like so after that initial spend, anything else I've done on the house has just been as I've saved up for it, you know. And like, I'm like everyone, you know, you go through good times, you go through times where there could be 5 years where you're barely breaking even, you know. It's just real life, you know. So I have like, I have it comfortable to a stage where I'm totally happy with it, but I do get some people who come to visit me who are like, I call them townies. And I mean, they look at me like I'm some crazy person.
Right. So what do you have in? Do you have a decent kitchen at the moment?
I do, yeah, I do. I have a decent kitchen and I have a lovely bathroom, lovely sitting room. I have, out of the three bedrooms upstairs, I have two of them. Okay, you know, okay, so I have my room and my husband's, obviously, and then one if people come to stay, which is obviously the main priority. We don't have children. So that as well changes a lot of, you know, our priorities in that everything doesn't have to be childproof.
When it came to insulation, things like that, did you have to get that done? Yeah, well, are you freezing?
No, no, I'd be completely honest with you about insulation. I have probably no insulation at the moment. Like the bottom half of the house has walls that are 2 to 3 foot thick. So the bottom half of the house is not a particularly cold place to be ever. So that's fine. Upstairs, there's no insulation in the ceiling. And like I've, you know, inquired about it over the years. I went into citizens information about it and stuff, and I've applied for the grants and stuff, and literally nobody has ever gotten back to me about them. Okay. You know, and I know people who've been 10 years before they've heard back from people about that. So I think insulation, although it's a great thing to have, it's a luxury for a lot of normal people, you know, who don't have 5 or 10,000 euro to just go and, you know, go, oh, let's get someone in and just get the whole place done, you know. So I do like a room at a time, you know.
Come here, I'll give you a laugh. A fella quoted me 3,500 to plaster my hall during the week.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I need you in my life to help me negotiate these better deals. I was like, what? Are you joking me? I just want to paint the hall.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It's crazy. And like, I mean, learning to do little things yourself is great. Obviously, there's certain things, you know, you shouldn't touch, you know, with a 10-foot pole because you could actually kill yourself doing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some things I think where, you know, I was talking to someone the other day about these houses, and I was saying, like, these houses weren't built by like these expert builders that were brought in from big cities. These houses were built by small communities of people doing the best they could. So when you get in and you need to patch up something and you're patching it up with plaster yourself, it doesn't look out of place, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Look,
I got work done a couple of years ago and the guy had all like straight edges done on the plastering and all. It was around the big inglenook fireplace. And I had to come up to him and go, look, right, we need to soften the edges of that because that looks like something that will come out of a bungalow.
Yes,
and
it makes too clinical for your house.
The house looks totally
I know, and then you'd have to get the whole place done. It's like when you paint one wall and you kind of go, oh, the rest of the house looks in bits now because I've done one.
Exactly.
So what do you have? Do you have a dishwasher?
I do. I've always had
what?
A dishwasher.
Oh, a dishwasher.
I have priorities
now. I didn't expect you to say you had a dishwasher. And you have a washing machine?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And a microwave?
I have all that kind of stuff.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
And what about your bathroom? What do you have in there? Is it a really old tin bath and you're freezing cold?
No, because like there was no, bear in mind now, the bathroom situation when I came in here wasn't something you could live with, you know, so it had to be totally redone. So I have a bath that I got given and I have a bathroom suite that I got given. And this is like years and years ago I got given them. And I have like, we've paneled in the bathroom ourselves and my husband used to be a plumber. So he made me like a shower, a mixer shower out of like copper. And it's just so beautiful. So it's not an electric shower. It's not a power shower, but it's a shower. It's beautiful.
Okay. Okay. And tell me this much. Do you kind of scour all the sites to get freebies or to get things cheaply?
Not necessarily. No. I mean, I love vintage stuff, you know, and I think it fits a house like this a lot. But I mean, I love markets and stuff, you know, I love stuff like that. Like only yesterday I was in town just picking up stuff and I went into an antique shop and they had a set of 2 pink velvet armchairs for €120. And I was like, oh my God, how
That's
are they
so
not
fashion at the moment as well, isn't
I
it?
I know,
yeah.
It was crazy. And like, you know, I'd have an eye for a bargain with stuff like that, but it would only be, you know, when I kind of have the time to go, like markets and stuff are great. And, you know, vintage shops, antique shops are great. But other than that, like, I don't really kind of, you know, I wouldn't be like one for getting stuff on Done Deal and stuff, just mainly because it takes a hell of a lot of time to drive around and pick it all up.
Yeah, and you need a van and that kind of stuff, don't you?
Up until a couple of months ago, like, I had a little Beetle. I mean, you couldn't fit anything.
You couldn't fit your handbag in the boot.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
I suppose a lot of people are really afraid of doing any kind of work in-house themselves. I'm too afraid to even paint. So you're obviously a dab hand doing all that kind of stuff, are you?
Well, I think you kind of become one. you know, it was out of necessity. You know, I wasn't in the beginning, absolutely not. Like, I worked in computers, that's what I'm trained in. Like, so I'm not someone that had like an apprenticeship behind me or anything, you know. And you just kind of ease into it, you know, and just do little things. I mean, like, I would have started out with just painting and stuff like that. And then I'd paint stuff and I'd be like, oh, do you know, that wall looks a bit rough. I wonder if I ask my dad, how do I mix up cement or how do I mix up plaster? Could I just fill that little hole myself instead of paying someone, like what you're saying, paying someone to come out and do it for you, and it costs you a fortune, you know?
Yeah. And YouTube is great, actually, isn't it? For getting,
it is.
I mean, years ago,
so
if you didn't know how to do it, you didn't know. But now there is basically a video on YouTube for every single job you can imagine.
Isn't there? Yeah.
Tutorials.
I Google everything as well. Like, I mean, everything. Before I even ask somebody something, I'll Google it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So the mortgage that you got 110,000 over how many years?
Gosh, I don't even remember.
So how much is your mortgage then every month? I'm going to be very nosy here.
It's under 300.
Oh,
so it's on
my
a tracker.
God. You're
so
joking.
It's like 240 to 280. It goes up and down, you know.
Between 240 and 280 a month.
Yeah, and that's between obviously the two
between
of us.
The
so
two
it's like 120, 140.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. That is like what some people pay for their TV channels.
Yeah, it's crazy, I think, in a lot of ways. And I think when I see houses now, I think one of the things that kind of spurred me on to do this was that a lot of the houses out there are cheaper than mine and they're in better condition than mine. And I'm thinking, like, God, like, if I'm paying this on 110, like, people could be paying less than this and have a better house.
So where are these houses, though? Because I haven't seen any of these cheap houses that you tell me are out there. Where are they and how can I find one?
Yeah, well, basically, like, I mean, I wouldn't be looking in Leinster, you know. if you were willing to go outside of Leinster, I think you'd be fine. I think Leinster, you're just torturing yourself, you know. I mean, there are like one or two counties in Leinster where you'd find them. But to be honest, you're that far out of the southeast and the east, then you might as well just be in one of the other counties and pay less, you know. So, yeah, anywhere. Like, once you get hit like Tipperary, any of the Munster counties, any of the counties in the west, you know, and in like the northwest and stuff, I mean, they're crazy. The prices are just insane. They're that low.
You know, when they go for auction, I'd say a lot of those properties are at auction and people probably think, I won't go to that because it'll get out of hand. Maybe it's worth going along to see.
Yeah, it's hard to know. Like, I used to have a thing where I wouldn't put up auctions on the feed because I'd put up a couple in the beginning and they'd been up for like guy prices of maybe 26 or 30,000, and they'd come back and they'd sell for like 150. And I was thinking, these guys are being cheeky, you know. And like, there are regulations out there for people not putting unrealistic guy prices on stuff, but they just don't listen, you know. Yeah. So I had kind of stopped doing auctions, and then I'll only kind of really advertise an auction if, like, even if it sells at double the guide price, it's still a bargain. That right. would be my rule on it. But even the ones that are guide prices just on traditional sales, like, if you could get them for like 50% on top of it again, you'd still have a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And tell me this much, are you planning on staying in this house, or are you going to just do it up and then sell it on for a big massive profit?
Oh no, I'd be here forever. So I definitely have it forever. Like, I'd love, I always kind of wanted to live in, like, I would have stayed in Wexford my whole life. You know, I moved out of necessity. I'd love to live in Wexford at some stage again. And I'd love to be able to afford to. But I mean, I would never, ever get rid of this house, ever.
Yeah,
God,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Even if someone came along and said, I'd give you £1 million for it. Yeah, you might.
I honestly don't think I would. I think there's so many memories here now, and it's like, I mean, we've been through some hard times together, me and this house, you know, and good times too. Like, I don't think, and to be honest, even now, when, like, there's times over the years where you kind of think you were mad in the head being here, and then other times you're kind of looking at, like, especially this year, where what's happened to me this year wouldn't have happened if not for this house, you know, if not for me being out in the sticks.
Well, do you know, the thing that worries a lot of people is when you see those TV shows like Grand Designs, like Room to Improve, and they come across these massive problems in the house that might not have been visible even, and it costs them an absolute fortune. So I think people are probably worried about, if you get a house that's cheap, why is it so cheap? Is there a reason for it, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, and there can be problems. I mean, some places will be really cheap, and they could be for sale for 10 or 15 years. Generally, if that happens, there is something, you know, there's something in the background. There's either, like, I've been to houses before when I was buying this one, that there was two sets of deeds floating around for them, you know. So, like, it wasn't even a given you were going to own the house if you bought it and stuff like that. But, like, your solicitor and your surveyor, that's what they're for.
So you used a surveyor, did you? And they said, go for it.
The mortgage company, 100% you had to.
You had to have a surveyor,
yeah, and you had to have your solicitor run the background checks.
And was it difficult for the solicitor then to find the person and to find all the bits and pieces that you needed because it was such an old house?
Well, no, I suppose he never said anything to me, so I just assumed, I mean, I'd never been to one about a property search before, so yeah. I just was like, this is it, and he did all the work, and it was, I have no idea. It seemed fairly straightforward, okay. You know.
God, this seems too easy to be true. So I bet you a lot of people then didn't believe you when you said how much you spent on it, did they?
No, and to be honest, like, that's, again, one of the reasons why I decided to do the Instagram thing. Like, I think a lot of people used to go, oh yeah, but you were so lucky. Like, you must have been in the right place at the right time to find this house. And every couple of years, I kind of go and look back online and I go, you know, them houses are still there. You know, and everyone doesn't believe me when I tell them that they're still there, you know.
Yeah. So you're doing a show with RTE. Tell me all about this.
Yeah, so I'm doing a show after Christmas and we're looking for people at the moment. People who are looking for houses so we can obviously help them find houses. We are looking for people who, like, are a little bit adventurous, don't have huge budgets, because we obviously, you know, we don't want to be looking for houses for 250, 300,000 for people. Like, that's not the nature of what I do. Mm. So we just kind of want people who are maybe struggling to find somewhere, who are open to living in that type of a house, or open to moving to another county that they haven't been to before, or maybe moving back to where they're from, you know, the East Coast. That's basically it. Once you're a bit open-minded, yeah, we'd love to see, could we find something? I mean, like, if we have people who are, like, living in Dublin, let's say, and they want to still live in North Leinster, like, it's not realistic, you know, it's not realistic for what I do, you know? I mean, there are loads of houses there, but they're not going to be affordable, you know? So it needs to be people who are willing to kind of step outside their comfort zone a little bit. But yeah, basically what we're going to do is we'll find a couple of houses for them, bring them to see them, and hopefully some of them will suit.
Do you think you become an estate agent after this, Maggie?
No.
No?
No.
Well, listen, how can we get involved if we would like to appear on the show? It's Cameo Productions, isn't it?
It is, yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a link up on my Instagram feed and up on my website.
Great.
So if you just even visit Cheap Irish Houses on Instagram or cheapirishhouses.com, it's kind of an easier way to remember, you know, how to get to it.
Perfect, yeah.
And there's little links there up in the bio on Instagram. There's a link. My Facebook, there's a link on that as well. Yeah, and you just fill in a little form, and or you can just get in touch with me. You know, if you want to ask me a couple of questions before you apply, just send me a private message on Instagram or something, and I'm more than happy to help before you start the process, you know, so you can kind of get feelers out, you know?
Yeah, oh, well, absolutely brilliant. And you know what? I've just followed you on Instagram.
Yay!
Seeing as I'm brand new to Instagram, I'm so behind the times. So you can check me out there as well, Trina_Mara. Thanks so much for the chat. It's been great. And I'd love to have an owl nosy around your house. So if I'm ever in Tipperary, I'll be knocking on the door.
You should come for tea. Totally.
Oh, lovely. Just for a snoop. Thanks so much, Maggie. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.